Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Random. Humberto Willis, your host. We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming. We knew it was coming, but it still has the sting. We knew it was coming, but it still has the sting. As I said, sad day for women. Not only women. Sad day for us all. Sad day for all of us who care about women. Sad day for all of us who cares about our mothers or sisters, our aunties, and everybody else. Sad day in America. The first time in American history when a right that was afforded by the Supreme Court to ensure it was codified. A woman has the right to her entire body. A woman has a right to who she is. She fought for voting. She fought every way possible. Sad day for women as troglodytes take their rights away. And for the women who are confused into believing, it is okay for me to say to another woman, to another person, what you can do with your body. Name me one thing a man cannot do to his body. Name me one thing in which society has rights over a man's body. None. Absolutamente nada. Niet. But we, the patriarchy, we say that we can tell any woman, we're going to tell you, no matter what, you are impregnated, you are going to do as we say. If we want you to carry that baby, rape or otherwise, if we want to so define it, definido, está definido, we the men tell you what to do. And too many women are the complicit of troglodytes of the patriarchy. Too many women are complicit on their own demise. They want you to have the baby. They claim it is a life. It's a life. But when that baby comes into being, do we provide the services to support that baby? Yet, no. When that baby comes to pass, do we ensure that the parent has the wherewithal to take care of that baby, to ensure that that baby grows up healthy, to ensure that that baby has supervision so that the animals that go and kill them when they're caught driving, the police that is, won't kill them. And when the police invariably kill some of them, are they voting to say, no, let's protect life? Yet, no. People, come on. The monstrosity of right-wing conservatism, the monstrosity of republicanism as it stands today. People, please, let's get with it. Welcome aboard, Michael Rudnan. Welcome aboard. Help End Monstrous Pain Hemp, Not Only Physical. What a name. Welcome to Politics Done Right. Welcome to Politics Done Right. Daniel Lado, welcome aboard. You know, Daniel Lado just says, the genocide is over. Thank you, Scudus. This is a man who believes in AR-15s and believe that there is, that he's coming to get you for taking his freedom. He's willing to blow you into smithereens. But he wants to tell every woman what she can do or not do. Right? Bridge MCP, lovely Bridge MCP, welcome to Politics Done Right. Melanie Keelan, welcome to Politics Done Right. Hope all is well out there in good old Spain. Sheba Las Vegas. Welcome aboard. Alistair Waters, my beautiful Alistair Waters. Welcome to Politics Done Right. She says, beyond angry and disgusted, women get left holding the bag. Yet again, we need to get to the complicit. There are more women than men in this country. Women should have more power than men in this country. Hey, I cop. I want women in power. I want women in power. Welcome aboard, E2247. Welcome aboard, Macfashion Renault. Welcome to Politics Done Right. Sister Jen, welcome aboard. Lee Grant, welcome aboard. Hope Bleeker, beautiful Hope Bleeker, my great South Carolina girlfriend. How are you doing, girlfriend? I haven't seen you in a long time. Thank you for being here. Lynn Halsey Taylor, welcome aboard. Though I know I positively disagree with you. I wish I had already set up my call in, because I would have extended the program today to have call-ins, because I would have loved to hear verbally from Lynn Halsey Taylor and from Sister Jen. I would love to hear from you all, everyone. All right, Brother Rudnin ran from the laundromat to make sure that he could populate us with what he always does. It's a lot of them that you put out there, Rudnin. Thank you for getting all those links together. He works hard on them. I'm only going to read some of them, brother. Read parts of them. AP says, Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade. We know that. His opinion is, the Supreme Court Friday ended constitutional protections for abortion that had stood in America for nearly half a century. The decision, these are Rudnin's words, bans is roughly half the states. The ruling, unthinkable just a few years ago, was the culmination of decades of efforts by abortion opponents. Thank you. Continue reading it. Michael said, Egberto, mind putting this one up on the screen? Of course I don't mind putting up on the screen, sir. You always give us some great stuff. Let's go ahead with Rudnin's screen, and here we go on the screen. Change in violent incidents against abortion providers from 2020 to 2021. It's up on the screen, Rudnin, for you all to see. Heated political rhetoric. Citations. Thank you for the citations as well. So that is the information from Brother Rudnin. Continuing, CNBC. Congress passes most significant gun reform bill in decades. Sends it to Biden. Here is the deal. Gun rights. People who love guns got more rights. They can do more in New York. But guess what? Those of us who love our women, women cannot, they lost the right. Do you get it? Do you get it? Remember we said capital over humanity? Capital over humanity. We get the guns to blow and kill people, but to save the life of a mother, we've lost the right. To ensure that the mother can have a good economic life, we've lost the right. Thank you, Rudnin. CBS News, Supreme Court strikes down New York law, gun law. The Supreme Court on Thursday struck that down. We discussed that yesterday. Please read Rudnin's notes. I'm not going to finish it because we've got a very long program. And Politico, DOJ searches home of former official who aided alleged pro-Trump coup. Not alleged pro-Trump coup. That was a coup attempt. This comes a day before the January 6th Select Committee have expected hearing to scrutinize him and other Trump allies. The search appears to escalate DOJ's investigation of Trump allies and associates. For months, the department has been scrutinizing people connected to the so-called alternate elector scheme, where Republicans in state that Joe Biden won in 2020 sent slates of pro-Trump electors to Washington. Yes, yes, and yes. All right, continuing. Please read all that info that Brother Rudnin placed on the screen. Very important. Put good stuff there. All right. Bridge MCP says, help end menstruous pain, hemp, and not only physical. What the are you talking about? Bridge, you have control of our Facebook page. You know what's good and what's not good. Please do what you need to do. Macrisha McFashion Renault says, my heart is saddened today. All our hearts are saddened today, my dear beautiful lady. Good afternoon from Maywood. Though the news is terrible, yes. But let me stop. Let me stop. The news is terrible now. But you have marching orders, folks. Bring more Democrats into the Senate. Let's get 55 Democrats in the Senate. We have the ability to do that in November. Let's get 55 Democrats, and then we'll blow up. Because we don't need mansion and cinema then. We will blow up the filibuster and we will govern. We will put four more onto the courts. Four more reps onto the courts. In other words, the courts will no longer be 9. The courts will now be 13. And we will mitigate the fraud that has occurred on the Supreme Court. Let me go ahead and play our first video today. And then we'll continue, my brothers and sisters. Well, it is official now. Women no longer have control of their bodies. The men in this country control you. Remember that. Remember that your vote matters. Remember that those who decided that they will decide what you need for your body, what's best for you, were determined by five men and one woman. Five of them elected by the minority in this country. Five of them elected by, guess what? Presidents that were not elected by the popular vote, meaning that the people who overturned a woman's right to choose, the people who overturned your right, they were voted in by presidents that did not win most votes in this country. This is the essence of minority rule. It's not just what's happening to women, which is horrendous, but it's what can happen going forward. Do you think your vote doesn't matter? I want you guys to listen to how it was reported immediately after the fact.
In which the abortion right was made nationwide. Those two rulings stood for the proposition that states could not ban abortion before the age of viability. They could restrict it during that period up to about 23 weeks, but they couldn't ban it. Now the Supreme Court has taken that guarantee away. Lester, this is the first time the Supreme Court has ever granted a constitutional right, which it did so when Roe was decided in 1973, and then took it away, a popular right that was widely recognized. So the immediate effect of this will be to uphold a Mississippi law that would ban abortion after 15 weeks. But this also now means that in roughly half the country, abortion is, as of now or soon will be, illegal. 13 states have what are called trigger laws that were intended to make abortion illegal in those states once the Supreme Court reached this decision. In a few of those states, the law takes effect immediately, and some they have to wait for the state attorney general to certify that this is what the Supreme Court has done. That's 13 states in which abortion will shortly be illegal. And in the rest of the, up to about half the states, they are expected soon to make it illegal. So we're about to become a divided country, Lester, where abortion is legal in about half the states. This is a 6-3 decision. It's written by Samuel Alito. We haven't had a chance to track it yet, but you may recall that Justice Alito was the author of the draft opinion that leaked in May that suggested that the Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe v. Wade. But Lester, I have to say, this is not, while it is certainly going to be surprising to some, pleasing to others that have worked for this day for many years, it can't be too much of a surprise for three reasons. First of all, the fact that the court agreed to take this case in the first place. This was a decision from lower courts that said, no, you can't strike down abortion that early because it would go against Supreme Court precedents. There was no division among the circuit courts. So why did the Supreme Court take it? The logical conclusion has to be that they took it to overturn Roe. Secondly, what they did in the Texas case when they allowed the Texas law to go into effect that would restrict abortion. And third, the comments that the justices made when the Roe v. Wade case was argued. So Supreme Court overturning Roe, this is one of the most significant historic decisions in modern times, Lester. And now it means that abortion is no longer the law of the land. It's up to the states, and it's about to become illegal in about half of them, Lester.
So women have lost rights. The first time in American history that what the Supreme Court did was remove rights that were previously granted. Your vote matters. Any person, and specifically any woman, voting Republican going forward, you are voting for a party who supports minority rule. In other words, if most of us want something, forget it. It's what some of us want. Women voting against women's own interests, your vote matters. One expects that this particular result alone should ensure that no one who values rights, no one who values your ability to function in a democracy that says whatever the majority says they want, absent one's inalienable rights, which is not up for debate. It is something that we will do. That is what democracy is all about. What the Supreme Court did today proved that that is something they absolutely do not believe in. Absolutely so, folks. Absolutely, folks. Anyhow, continuing with what our great people are saying. Lee Grant says, remarkable day. Lee Grant, you must not be a woman. That's right, you're not. Macrisha McFashion Renault says, Los Angeles, California, which I think you mean you guys are safe. In fact, California is opening the doors for people from anywhere to come into California and get the services that they need. E2247 says, hello. And we continue with Lynn Halsey Taylor, who says, children live. Liz, do you also care about these children after they've been born? Do you support Medicare for all? Do you support family leave? Do you support assistance in getting child care to ensure that these children are in safe environments? Are you supporting all these things that supports these kids after they leave the birth canal? You see, the thing about it is, you guys want these women at all costs to turn these fetuses into human beings, but you are never there to turn these human beings into persons. You're never there. You give corporations personhood, but persons or our people rarely get the personhood they deserve. Remember that. Continuing. Let's see what else we got here when my mouse starts back working. It looks to me like help and monstrous stuff is a bot. Anyway, Rondon said, nope, Egberto, that's from the article. Egberto, anything with tilde marks are from the article. Gotcha, brother. Gotcha. Shiva Las Vegas says, GOP poised to make money off of orphanage. And who knows what else they're poised to make money off of. Macrisha McFashion Renault says, the discussion is the start. Back to separating people. Throw the whole Constitution in the trash. The Constitution was never a true document other than to cauterize success for a few. There are many instances. There are some folks that are doing some articles on Netflix that I watch at night at 2 in the mornings when I'm doing my exercise. I see it. Hope Bechler, welcome aboard. And Hope Bleacher, what's wrong with me? Welcome, Hope. Great seeing you, my friend. I was 11 when Roe was adapted, and it was basis for recognizing a voice on the most deeply personal issue of life. This is hurtful in the most incredible way. It's really horrible. Yes, it really happened. You are correct. Egberto, please scroll up and read my comment on Justice Thomas. Let's see what you had to say about Justice Thomas. I didn't see that. Let's see if I can find that. Para ver. Let's see. Control F, Thomas. Let's see if I can find that. Or did it even make... Bridge MCP says the following. Important. Justice Thomas Scudder should reconsider contraception, same-sex marriage rulings. How about revisit the mixed-race marriage if we're going to go back in time? You know, he left that one out because his wife is white, he is black, right? I saw that. All these other things are at risk. They are all at risk, folk. They are all at risk. Okay, right now, let's see. Bridge says, Daniel Ledo says, the true face of these leftists is about to show. It is violent, crazy, and fascist. Oh, my God. Daniel Ledo has just looked in the mirror. Lee Grant says abortion will be available in many states. We will soon see abortion tourism. Well, no, what we're going to see is we're going to see all Texans vote out Patrick. And Patrick will be replaced by Mike Collier. And, of course, we have Governor Abbott is going to be replaced by Beto O'Rourke. And followingly, we are going to replace every single one of those troglodytes out of Texas's politics. Texas is going to go. Were you concerned about Texas going blue? It is going blue now because Americans are going to see these troglodytes are doing nothing than trying to bring back the 50s. The 50s where only one group of people had a certain amount of rights, and it was a patriarchy where women just stayed barefoot and pregnant. That's where these guys want to go back. They hate to see that we have great women in power. They hate to see powerful women do powerful things. They hate to see that the, what had burdened women for a long time can burden them no more. That's what patriarchy is. An enslaved mentality are those who follow patriarchy. Enslaved mentalities follow patriarchy. Just like you have black folk who still have enslaved minds and fall, and are the biggest opposition to things that help that particular sect. You have women that do the same thing. You have Latinos that do the same thing. You have Asians that do the same thing. It is something that all of us, when we see our all basic humanity, we can rid ourselves of and really live as the humans that we are. Bridge MCP respond to Lee Grant, which says, yeah, there are going to be a lot of abortion tourism. The problem is abortion tourism only works for those who have the wherewithal to be tourists. The problem is a lot of the women that are going to be hurt. A lot of the women that would have normally used Planned Parenthood in Texas, in Alabama, in Mississippi, they can't afford that tourism to go get, you know, absent getting a GoFundMe to help them out. They can't afford that. They can't. Daniel Ledo replying to Tank Murdoch, most women don't want to kill their babies. Most women support Roe v. Wade more so than men. And I wonder why. Hope Bleeker says, screw off, but you have no understanding of what's going on here. Religious freakazoid, Nazi. Bridge MCP says, Hope Bleeker, you're talking about Tank or Daniel. She's talking about also, I think, another bot that's in the house. Hope Bleeker says, Tank, and anyone who agrees with Tank, this is deeply personal to women. This is about more than abortion rights. It's about economics. It's about economics. When, you know what, it would be fun? When a law is passed that says every baby that's born, the man has to do exactly what women have to do right now. Women take time off to take care of the kids. Women are under, I mean, when, you know, if men had the same burden that women had, the laws would be completely and entirely different. But that's not patriarchy. Linda Valles. If you don't want to get pregnant, just say no or take the pill. It is that easy. It seems to me like you may be on the other side. First of all, the pill isn't 100%. Secondly, accidents happen. Bridge MCP says, save the fetus, then screw the child. Why aren't men takes two being ruled over their sperm? I want a mandatory vasectomy rule. I agree with you. Peggy Lopez says, hi all, going to join a shadowy pro-abortion group, Jane's Revenge. An underground, loose-knit assembly of anarchists taking action like the underground. You go, girl. You got my support. Sandwiched between Lithuania and Poland, both of which are European Union and NATO members, Kaelin Grand said, on southern coast of the Baltic Sea, receives much of the supplies via routes through Lithuania and Belarus. Hope Bleeker says, it is not. This is not a country clue bill. Women get raped. They get raped within their family networks, and it's freaking imprisonment. It's mental imprisonment. Yes, it is. Bridge MCP says, Linda, they are also limiting the pill, not Viagra, though. Exactly. Now they're talking about being able to control contraception. Think about it, people. Y'all, you guys like to talk about the slippery slope with guns. What about the slippery slope with women's rights? AC Rodriguez, welcome aboard. He says, except many religious organizations have issues with contraception, so it isn't as simple as just take the pill in many cases. Peggy Lopez says, met with group of octogenarians this morning, and we all agree we are old and life in prison is no longer a deterrent. There you go, girlfriend. Yep, but those same religions are okay with Viagra. Amazing, isn't it? Linda Valles, abstinence program don't work. It's a proven fact. Hope Bleeker, no religion separate church and state. What planet are you guys on? Not Earth. Daniel Ledo, we want these women to keep their legs shut until they are ready for a baby. That is what patriarchy sounds like. Listen to Daniel Ledo. That is what it sounds like. Women on the right and the left. He just encapsulated the thought process of patriarchy. Oh, women, close your legs. You are not entitled to pleasure. But we men, we can do as we please. And if you are impregnated, you live with the consequences. Well, look, it's not about women keeping their legs closed. Women have the exact and same rights to pleasure as men. There's nothing wrong with that. Where the hell do you get the right to tell a woman what she needs to do? And if she does this and this happens, I am going to tell you what to do with the outcome. Who the hell gives you that right? Who gave you that right? Shiva Las Vegas, all those against abortion start a registry to adopt an unwanted child. No, I would be worried about having my unwanted child going to those clowns. Overturning the entire constitution? Whoa, talk about minority position. I'd bet that if it was put to a poll, if we should rewrite the constitution from scratch, that'd get a single digit approval rating. Hope Bleeker says, adoption is never a cakewalk for the child that is adopted. Hell, hate to break that news, but it's totally true. Lee Grant, I think parents have the primary responsibility for the care of children. Egberto, being a statist, thinks government should be the parents. No, government should make it easy for us to have a better life. That's what it is. We says, we the people of the United States, in order to form a better union and to guarantee the well-being of our people. Just to be clear, from Michael Runnan, I'm a progressive. I want to implement the supermajority popular will of the American people. When asked just about the issue on issue at issue, progressives have the supermajority. Absolutely. We want men to get a reversible vasectomy, says Bridge MCP. Michael Runnan, the 1950s were good for wealthy white men only. Everyone else systemically struggled. Thank you. Very good point. Let's see what else we got here. Whoops, accidental double deleted. Tank Murdoch. I'm not reading that. Peggy Lopez is trying to bring back the 1930s. During the 1950s, women were gathering and forming the movement that brought women's rights. Yes. Bruce says, so how long until Brown versus education gets reversed? I don't know, Bruce, but all those things come into question because Stare Decisis is no longer active. Stare Decisis, whatever the words say, I always say it wrong. The regression is what you get with Republicans. Again, conservative says conserve or regress. Wealthy women going to a medical holidays. Poor women having no choice but go to term. Result, 500,000 additional unwanted children per year that this continues. But that's what they want. They want a labor force that is dependent. Daniel says, Egberto is a collectivist statist, otherwise known as a communist. You can call me whatever you want to call me. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Democrats, Hannah Banana, Democrats abort their constituents. Oh boy. Hannah Banana, pobrecita mujer, pobrecita mujer, pobrecita mujer. I can tell you one thing, says Bruce. If men required abortions, they'd be available via a drive-through window. 17 screens, ESPN Sports Center blasting with a free side of hot wings. I agree. Thirdly, there is now a push to remove birth control for women, Peggy Lopez says. Surprisingly, here there is no birth control for men. Raped women will not be allowed abortions. Hannah Banana says, buy your own condom and keep me out of your bedroom. You don't need to be anywhere around me. Stay, mind your own business, Banana. Lee Grant says, Maywood, and we know how Disney likes children. All right, continue. Daniel Lado says, last week, slippery slope argument was ridiculous. Now Egberto is using it. No, I'm not. I'm just saying you guys should be using it if you want it, with regards to what we're doing. And I'm a douchebag? Brother, I thought you liked me. Okay. All right, what else we got here? I'm almost down to the bottom. Porno will be next. Yes. No, porno will not be next. You know why? Conservatives love porn. Take a look at where the traffic goes for porn. Oh, porno, not a chance. Patriarchy is poison. Patriarchy is danger. Patriarchy is dangerous to your health. And by the way, patriarchy is not a white thing. Go to black churches and you see what I'm talking about. I want patriarchy gone, period. I want women in power, period. We need to get some... Eric Hayes, oil companies fighting back. Oil companies, we're going to... Well, anyway. Michael Ren is a collectivist statist. That's otherwise known as a democratic socialist. Okay, let's go. Yesterday, folks, I was interviewed by the Muslim Network TV. And I'm going to play that because I think it's important that we hear this point of view. They were happy to hear it. So let's go ahead and play that, and then we'll get back into the program.
Welcome back. To discuss the shortage and hike in oil prices in the U.S., let's go to Imam Abdul Malik Mujahid. Over to you, Imam Mujahid.
Thank you, Huna. Gas prices are going up and up and up. Here there's a person. He says that there is an oil glut. There is no reason to raise gas prices as they're being raised. So with us is Egberto Willis. Welcome to Muslim Network TV.
Thank you so kindly for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Tell me, if there is, why you think there is no problem?
Well, let me first say that our entire oil industry is one of the largest frauds on the market. There has never been an oil shortage ever. Venezuela is sitting on the largest pool of oil. Yes, some of it is sour oil. We have countries like the United States producing more oil than ever. We have Saudi Arabia, who simply needs to turn on the spigot or not. We have Russia, who, in as much as it finds itself in a war right now in Ukraine, is still putting out at least as much oil as it did pre-pandemic. And that oil is being bought up by China, India, and several other countries. So the fact that we would believe that the price of a barrel of oil should be at the prices that they are today is a fiction. What we have is a cartel, a fraudulent cartel that is, and it's not just America, it is a worldwide oil cartel that is simply taking the monies away from the middle class and the poor, because they can.
You call it the largest fraud in the human history. Define that.
Well, the reason you have to call it the largest fraud in human history is because we all, from the poorest country in the world to the richest country in the world, is completely and entirely dependent on petroleum, not only for transportation, for heating, for pharmaceuticals, you name it. We have a petroleum-based economy, and those who control the petroleum, the distribution of petroleum, a fossil fuel that wasn't placed there by those who exploit it, that was given to the humanity by eternity, if you will. Those people who control it have the opportunity to rip us all off. If that isn't the largest fraud in the world, I really don't know what we could call it.
So who are the collaborators? Why government are not standing up who do not have gas?
You asked the very and most intelligent question, sir. The reason why you would find that government doesn't do anything about it is because government is complicit. Of course, if you have the money to pay off politicians, especially politicians in the United States, UK, and some of the other quote unquote first world nations, then of course you have the money in the bag. That is one of the reasons why activists have such a hard time getting change made. That is why they run the risk of burning up the planet without even having to consider repercussions. But again, you're correct. Governments are not doing their job. It is imperative that we, the people, which is something that I preach all the time on my show, it is imperative that we, the people, be educated by those who really know, as opposed to those who would try to confuse them.
Well, Brother Egberto, when we, the people, gonna wake up?
Well, what you're doing right now, sir, is very important. The fact that you are giving me or presenting me on to another audience, if you will, that's you doing a public service. That's your organization doing something necessary to save the planet. That's your organization doing something to make humanity a bit more fair.
Well, but if the highest gas prices in recent memory cannot get people on the street or is speaking up while election is coming, is gas prices a part of anyone's manifesto or any program by any politicians in America?
Yeah, well, you have to make it that way, right? I mean, there are a lot of things in this country that people didn't realize they've been had, right? I mean, if you don't think that you're getting screwed, if you are able to use smoke and mirrors, let's give a perfect example, right? If you ask the average person, why are gas prices too high? They'll give you two reasons. If you are a conservative or Republican, it's Biden, Biden's policy, who's not allowing us to drill in America, who's not allowing other oil resources to use. That would be the problem. Then you ask those that are a bit more intelligent, if you will, they will go ahead and they'll say, well, it's a supply chain problem. But you know what? It's not a supply chain problem. It's not a problem with Biden. It is a systemic problem based on the economic system that we have, where those with price and power controls. Your first and most important question asked, why if people are seeing $5 and $6 and $7 gas, aren't they reacting? Because we have been ineffective. The activists have been ineffective in being able to show who the culprit is. So the culprit has been able to assign blame to a boogie person. Again, supply chain, no. After all, the supply chain problem wasn't caused by government. It was caused by the private sector. Is it a problem with Biden? No, Biden is just a token in the White House who's unable to convince us, even his own, to do what's necessary. It is time to nationalize oil companies. And until we do that or threaten to do that, nothing will actually get changed.
I mean, people, some countries are getting into bankruptcy, like Sri Lanka. They cannot afford to pay for the gas, and people are riding on the streets for several days. Other countries, so money is flowing out of poorer countries and poorer people in our own neighborhoods into the pocket of who?
Again, follow the money. You are so right about that, sir. This is one of the largest transfers of wealth and income in the world's history. Add the numbers up. Whenever they say this is the new price and they need not drill anymore, they need not invest in any more resources, that money, we see exactly where it goes. It goes into the pockets of executives as very high bonuses, and it goes into dividends that's paid out. Not too much dividends, though, but mostly into capital gains in the form of the companies buying back their stocks. As they buy back their stocks, it appreciates in value. And because we have been fooled into believing that capital gains is different than any other income, they even get a tax break from having bought back these stocks, to have those with longstanding ownership of these stocks and these companies gain a whole lot of wealth at a minimal tax cost. It's amazing what they do. They don't even cash in the gains, because they can take it out in the form of insurance and loans that will never, ever be paid back.
Egberto, are there some politicians who sound like you?
Absolutely. The politicians that sound like me are the ones that get very little coverage on TV. Although they like to try to make AOC a scapegoat or Ilhan Omar a scapegoat or Rashida Tlaib a scapegoat, these are politicians in the United States that would echo everything that I'm saying right now. I wish they made themselves a bit more vocal, but I think because of the way the dynamics of a fraudulent media works in the United States, they try to temper themselves to wait for the opportune times to make note of what they need to speak about. But that said, I think I'm a very patient person. As a patient activist journalist, I am satisfied with informing, but I think what's important is as we bring more people on board, more people will change. Do I have hope? Absolutely.
Now, because of this whole gas pricing high and all that, where are the climate change activists? Why they are not riding on this wave? Hey, this is the time for you to switch.
There is a very tight balance here. When you have a population that isn't, and I really do not want to sound condescending, but when you have a population whose government has uneducated them, what happens is Climate activists have to be careful in this scenario, in that given that those who are pilfering us by having these high prices, one of the boogie persons that they use is the climate change activists. Hey, they're not allowing Biden to drill. Hey, they're not allowing all these things. So they have to be careful not to have a lie cauterized into the minds of people that are of low information status. So it's a tricky point here. You have to figure out how to play your cards. And I think that is one of the reasons you'll see some of the largest activists in the climate domain taking it easy until they find the opportune time to come out, because we cannot allow the right to characterize this price increase as a switch to green energy.
Well, thank you so much, Egberto Willis. Egberto Willis is a political activist, author, political blogger, and a radio show host. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so kindly for covering this subject.
Absolutely so, folks. I hope you enjoyed that. I sure did, because I got a chance to have to be questioned with the questions that his audience wanted to hear, and in being able to articulate that, make a difference. Let's see. I wonder if this Iman would be so willing to host Egberto's propaganda if he knew the real gay transgender lover Egberto is. I wonder about you, Daniel Lido. I really wonder about you. First, you talk about women need to keep their legs closed and that. I'm going to say something that I shouldn't really say. But I remember a time when women were treated as just pleasure for men. We never ever thought that things like sex and otherwise should be pleasurable to women as well. And so was our behavior. We just did our thing and to hell with where the woman was whatsoever. But as we got more intelligent, as we got more humane, we understood that it was for both of us. The pleasure was really for both of us. And it was incumbent on men to do the right thing, as we expected women to do the right thing for mutual pleasure. I sure feel for anyone that you choose to be intimate with, because your behavior says something. It says something. Okay, Rudnan, send me a direct message to tell me what's going on with your permission, because you should have the ability, just like Bridge MCP, to clean things up. I'm sorry for kind of going off on that tangent, but in this day where women are getting attacked, both from the Supreme Court and now with some people saying, oh, keep your legs closed or whatever, assuming that you don't have the right as any other man has. I just had to say that in the best form that I thought I could. I hope I wasn't too graphic. All right. Mike Cisek says, Maywood, most women end up not getting abortions once they get a sonogram. Oh, wow. It is about that time. Thank you for reminding me. I got to go ahead and play my ask for you. Let's go.
Politics done right depends on you to keep doing what we do. What do? We make sure to keep, number one, the internet seeded with blogs and information to counter the right and to present what progressives represent for the benefit of us all, to everybody, so that it's not misled by any other entity. We make sure and populate that internet with blogs, with videos, with all these other things to make sure that we are informed and to counter everything that you normally hear that are lying at the right. We also make sure to create articles in magazines, articles in newspapers all around the country to ensure, again, that our message gets out there. Last but not least, we also write books as you see it, class warfare, the only resort to right-wing doom, How to Make America Utopia, are two of the many books that I've written on these issues. So please support us in one of many ways. Numero uno, you can support us at PayPal, either one time or monthly. Go to politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. You can support us on Patreon. That is politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You can support us by becoming a part of our YouTube channel, going to politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. Or you can support us in many other forms that you can find at politicsdoneright.com/support. Be sure to visit our store, politicsdoneright.com/store, and get our books at politicsdoneright.com/books. Politics Done Right depends.
So, folks, please support us however you can. We are really behind in regular operations fundraising. And, of course, we're going to be coming to you for some fundraising for our trip to Pittsburgh for Netroots. I'm pretty sure that we're going to get some good support from our great people to head off to Pittsburgh for all that it entails. We're going to be covering all those senators and congresspeople and activists out there. We got our spot on a very limited radio row. That speaks very well for you keeping Politics Done Right alive as a viable alternative source for news. So I thank you guys for all that you have done over and over again. So please support us. Go to politicsdoneright.com/support in whatever. When are you going to PA? I think it's the 20th of August. I'm going to put the GoFundMe together this weekend, I think. I'm putting the list of all the things that I need to get. I have to go over here and do an inventory of what still works from the last 2 years and what doesn't work and what I need to get to replenish that sort of stuff, British MCP. All right, let's see. Let's see what we can go with here. I got to get back up to the top. Oh, please get rid of all those porn stuff that some spammer has put in there. AVQ, you see them because we have rights to hide them. Eric Hayes says, calling people dumb now. Why? I didn't call anybody dumb. Uneducated or ignorant isn't calling somebody dumb. I think most Americans are smart. In fact, just about all Americans are smart. But depending on where we get our information, it can actually make us uneducated. It can make us ignorant. And that's what I said in the interview. I never called anybody dumb in the interview. Daniel Adosa, I wonder if I read that one already. Carl Cox says, oil companies are solely responsible for high gas prices. No one else is. Daniel Ledo proves once again that he, Ledo, is the original village idiot, according to Carl Cox. Eric Hayes says, replying to British MCP, government is not taking care of Social Security retirement. Actually, tell me, go ask any person receiving Social Security, when was the last time their check bounced? When was the last time they actually got less money? No, the government takes very good care of Social Security. Thank you very much. However, if the Republicans win, Their leader of the RNCC says that we are going to reevaluate Social Security, reevaluate Medicare, reevaluate Medicaid every 5 years. So, folks, vote for Republicans. You may have Social Security. You may not have Social Security. Exactly. Daniel must be some scared little boy. Only the most backward and undesirable men think like him. A real man cares about his partner's pleasure. You bet your life. You know, I have a thing where it was like, it's you first, baby, because we know it's more difficult for you, baby. All right, let's continue. Carl Cox, Egberto, I've made 3 comments, read them later, and email me to let me know what you think. I just read your comments, brother. Sheba Las Vegas says, ignorance is bliss. British MCP says, Egberto, I did get rid of them. I think only those you have mod rights can see them. Thank you, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful British MCP. Some copy-paste this to Eric Hayes as he seems to be pushing right-wing bubble, which omits details. AP, the Biden administration is delaying decisions on new oil and gas drilling on federal land and other energy-related actions after a federal court blocked the way officials were calculating the real-world costs of climate change. The administration said in a legal filing that February 11 ruling by a Louisiana federal judge will affect citizens, dozens of rules, by at least four federal agencies. Among the immediate effects is an indefinite delay in planned oil and gas lease sales on public lands in a half dozen states in the West, including Wyoming, Montana, and Utah. The ruling also will delay plans to restrict methane waste emissions from natural gas drilling and public lands court-ordered plan to develop energy conservation. So, again, Rudnin, Eric at this point, and one of the reasons I'm going to limit what I read from Eric going forward, is he constantly brings misinformation to our and I love to hear from everybody, but he constantly brings misinformation, and when he is educated, he refuses to accept fact-based education. I always say I engage absolutely everybody, and I'll continue to engage Eric. But when you start to act savant-like, right, where nothing actually can break through, there's not much that one can do. Egberto, thanks for reading all that out. The point of all this is that Biden didn't stop the oil and gas drilling until a federal judge told him to. Again, they don't care about truth. Now, you had a link here that I saw in passing that you wanted up. A graph that says our nation gasoline production. I wanted to get to that. And the reason why I wanted to get to that is because to get to these sycophants who don't know what truth look like. All right, this is our production of gasoline as presented by El Señor Rudnin, fact-based information once again. Let's go ahead and put that onto the screen, and there it goes onto the screen. We don't, and this is what I told the Iman on the program on Muslim TV, Muslim Network TV. We do not have a shortage. We had never had a shortage. These guys play games with production. They play games, and all of that is to manipulate pricing. It is a manner of manipulating pricing. And if we don't get a hold of it, if we don't understand it, they can pull the wool over our eyes as they have pulled over the eyes of Brother Eric Hayes. These are the numbers. We don't have a problem. Oil prices, gasoline prices do not belong where they are. Let me continue. I think, let's see what else we got here. Egberto Willis, please show this mostly for Eric. All right, I'll show it mostly for Eric, and here it goes, mostly for Eric. Important phrases we should all be willing to say as we learn and grow. In light of what that new information, I have changed my mind. And how many times have you heard me say that, Bridge MCP? You guys have educated me in many an instant. Oh, I didn't know that before. I guess I was wrong. I've said that many a times. From the evidence provided, it appears that I need to rethink things. You make a strong argument. I will consider what you said. I can't support my opinion. I don't know why I think that. I never thought of it that way. Thank you. Now I will. Girl, where'd you find that? I love that. I love that. Daniel Lado says, Isidore, do you actually think I'm insulted by a little man? I'm not going to go there and get into that discussion at all. But anyhow, we are at 3:59. Time goes so quickly when you're having fun. But most importantly, when you love those who you're with. And by the way, when I say when I love you guys, Eric, I love you too. I know you're on the right. Lee Grant, I love you too. Mike Cisak, I love you too. Who else here? Who else is here from the right? I'm calling out the right because everybody on the left knows that. Oh, you guys, I love you all. But I want my righties know that the reason I'm trying to change info is I love you guys too. Chuck Pinaccio, you are awesome, Egberto. Thank you, brother Chuck. Chuck leads on Medicare for All, or I think he called it Healthcare for All. Thank you for the work that you're doing. You are awesome, brother Chuck Pinaccio. You are awesome for the work that you're doing, sir. And Carl Cox, love you, brother. Keep doing the hard work. I'm busy this weekend, so I have to stick with a program. but you guys help me out. As far as support, I need to ask you guys to please go to our PayPal, support the program. We cannot do this without you. I ask you so kindly, keep us funded. This stuff is expensive. All our services have gone up. Our streaming services have gone up. Our electricity, as you know, have gone up. Our subscriptions to all the different networks have gone up. Our newspaper subscriptions, well, we're getting some, we actually got a reduction on Houston Chronicle and the Washington Post. But we all these things that we keep up have gone up. So I ask you so kindly, go to politicsdoneright.com/PayPal and support us, please. Or if you are a listener on YouTube all of the times, please go to politicsdoneright.com/YouTube or just click that join button. Become a new YouTube member. Get Politics Done Right a coffee or two or three a month. You can really, really make a difference. We need your support to keep doing what we do. When I gave up software, when I gave up engineering, when I gave up that, it's because I know one thing. I have a daughter. You have a daughter, son, or otherwise. I want us to continue making sure America lives up to what America says it is. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you guys know how I end this baby. I am what? Out! We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.